basic conflict which ends up that you've got to resolve or decide what we want to do on it. In that, John has your okay, talking with you about it, moving upon you over as Assistant Attorney General. Things he got over the GW now in the civil rights side. And
why do you want him?
I think Klein needs to be happy enough with him. And Erwin's talked to Eastland and working on all this stuff and all that. And Pat Buchanan, Ed Morgan and Harry Dan, who worked with Bonnier, are very high on him. Harry Dan, Buchanan raises the point that we're out of our minds to do it because he will be a disaster with the kinds of people that are for us in the academic world, like Irving Kristol and Sidney Hook and Jeffrey Hart, John Chamberlain, and
fine,
all of those, because of his civil rights stuff. I didn't bring that, I thought I had Buchanan's original memo, but he's written a follow-up.
Well,
his point is that appointing Bonnier is going to be a signal. And
if it goes too far, in other words, Buchanan's recommending a more dovish appointment, I think. Well, if Kristol, if he's talking about Kristol, Hook and those,
Bonnier went for the forced civil rights stuff. And Berlin's view is that their quarrel, he says, all of the material, Buchanan's attached a lot of stuff from Kristol and Hook on why Bonnier should not be appointed to anything, why he should be fired immediately. And Berlin's point is that all of this boils down to the fact that these people are upset with Bonnier for enforcing the law. Their quarrel and Buchanan's quarrel really goes to the heart of the executive order and not to Bonnier. As far as John can determine, Bonnier only did what the law required him to do, and he did that with a lot of finesse.
What was the law?
The one that seems to be the flat is the requirement that the universities hire adequate quotas of blacks.
Bonnier into those.
Or will withhold funds, yeah. Federal order on equal employment opportunities in universities. And Sidney Hook says the effect of the ultimatum to universities to hire blacks and women under the threat of losing financial support is to compel them to hire unqualified Negroes and women, discriminating against qualified non-blacks and men.
I agree with you, Ken.
And Spottinger says, well, Hook is assuming that no women or minorities have qualifications.
No.
And
I'll agree with you.
Now, John.
I know John. Excuse
me. Harry Dent is strongly for it.
Well, I don't know.
And,
but I, you've got a different situation here. You're talking about Harry Dent in the South, the Bonnier's handling something right there. But what we're talking about is a broader subject here, and that's the whole question with the immigration reputation and the norm.
Buchanan's line is the situation is given to him. Is that while HEW may say nice things about no quotas, they're balls out for affirmative action toward goals, which is another way of saying quota. They've been hard-nosed, cut-off funds, and they're having an impact, and Pottinger is perceived everywhere as a villain of the peace. Meanwhile, the Nixon administration gets the blame. As Quota Rex was careful to point out last fall, it was under us that quotas have been enforced, not under McGovern. The name Pottinger is synonymous with quotas and affirmative action. This is indeed one of those liberal characters I knew in journalism school. Now an assistant dean, wrote an attack on what they're doing to Columbia in the Wall Street Journal. Bonnier is not responsible, his department is, and if he couldn't clean out that department, is he the right man to clean out justice? While I've not talked...
Let me say this. My view is that you have Buchanan. First, there isn't a hell of a hurry to get it done, in my opinion. I just don't think you have to do it tomorrow. But my view is that it isn't a question of...
And it's a request that all of our nominations
are just like you earlier. And Erwin agreed that our for him and somebody else against him. The real point is that if Buchanan and that group are that disturbed about it, then he doesn't
guys both going on personal errands.
Well, you got a problem here, you know, but what are you going to do with a bunch of friends? You heard them, got any other ideas? Got to offer something. Oh, we do.
Hamburger Senator doesn't get wind of this. It's vital that Scott be approached so as not to get the idea the President's doing something behind Scott's back. Our GOP state chairman believes that Scott would be fair and that we would have to pay a price like a good stock for hamburger. We have to buy hamburger off somehow. John Eaton of York County almost defeated Goodling in 72. It would be important to get him on David's side, but he's not nearly so vital as Goodling and Scott probably can be handled. It's most important that David be endorsed by York County. Goodling is honest, homespun, and conservative. District is rural except for York City. And that's a suburban area of Harrisburg. The area is also southern in nature. His recommendation is that Goodling be talked to immediately by either the President, Haldeman, or Dent. And he feels it should be Dent.
Yeah, I agree.
He says Goodling is a friend of his. I've spoken for him in his district. Not trust me. Second, Scott must be talked to simultaneously by the President or Haldeman. Now, that's wrong, too. Someone else has got to talk to Scott. I don't know who. But I don't think I should either.
No.
I know you should. I don't think I should. Maybe it's George Bush. And maybe we ought to start getting Bush into these political deals now.
Could be.
Then he says we've got to be prepared to pay a price to Scott and possibly take care of Goodling's son who's an attorney. We shouldn't suggest that unless it's not determined to be necessary.
Well, on hamburger, is he a lawyer? Yes. So you could tell Scott to make him a...
Goodling's son is a lawyer. I don't know if hamburger...
Yes, yes, he formed a law partnership.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely right.
I would say that if Bush wants to talk to him, I think keeping it out of here totally is important. But if Bush could go talk to him, Bush and Dent should sit down together with you and we just lay the whole thing out. But here's a chance to get a hell of a young guy in the Congress. It has to be still in. Scott should take the leadership on it with the Scott. Now, the farmers, we'll take care of both. But as far as hamburgers, Scott's man is concerned, tell Scott that as soon as you get a district court thing in there, go find him to the district court. That's what I think he'd done. Or a commission, you know what I mean? Just tell Scott that. He can have his pick. Got to pay a price for it. Oh, good God, that's when I think of this anger. For Christ's sake, we're going to give him something. I mean, should we do this for a jackass like this? That's my view.
Yep. Okay. I don't know if you care about Ted Cox, congressional thing. There's...
I don't think there's anything there.
Yeah, there are. But, two possibilities. First district or the 6th district.
Well, you see, his residence is going to be in New York City, I think, so that'll probably screw it.
Well, he's got a residence in the 1st district with his family.
Yeah, but he's going to be moving to
get his residence. He can maintain his residence with his family.
Yeah, so I guess he can.
That's Suffolk County. You got Otis Pike in there.
Who's talking?
Yeah, but it's a 2-to-1 Republican registration. We ought to be able to overthrow a Democrat if we get a Republican candidate.
We had a good one last time. I remember Rockefeller's administrative guy, a very good-looking young guy, and he couldn't beat Pike.
Well, he says there's an abnormally high percentage of non-voters, and they would be vulnerable to Ed's potential recognition factor. In other words, he thinks that's a plus. There's so many people that don't vote there. If you had Ed Cox, who had a high recognition factor, you might get him to vote.
Well, I'm not so anxious to do that. Let's let that just develop in due time. He's got to decide himself.
Rockefeller's got and they want to make another try there, which is one complication. And the Conservative Party usually puts someone in there. We have to buy them.
Well, might we want to, and might we want to have in mind there is basically he may
hit you going up for the long haul without worrying about it now.
He doesn't really have to. David really doesn't have anything else to do. The other thing I would say on David, we have been told with the military aid that he will definitely get out.
No, he has.
He hasn't been told.
Yes, he has.
You sure? Julie didn't know.
Julie knows.
2 or 3 nights ago. Knew that he had been told that there definitely was going to be a release.
With a group of 2,000 and whatever it is, and a standard early release move. They're ready.
for a lot of early releases.
On daily
routine.
Let me say, I feel strongly about that, not just my personal concept, but we were not really involved.
The hell of a move.
For the image of the Republican Party to have David Eisenhower, a conservative, intelligent person in the Congress, is a damn good thing. Because he's a man that can go to the Senate. You know, he's got the class, he's got the class. Really had just enough aloofness, just enough frankness, and of course, totally bright. Thank you. That's right. Yeah.
Part of this has been helped too by the Rockets.
confirm what they've announced.